Fall is the perfect time to plant trees, and after a long summer of rather extreme conditions, planting more trees might very well be a good idea. The city of Ann Arbor right now has an effort underway to fully assess the health and well-being of its forests and are looking at recommendations drafted for an urban and community forest management plan. Good morning, I'm David Fair, and this is Issues of the Environment. It's a regular Wednesday feature during Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU. Our guest this morning is Carrie Gray, and Carrie is Ann Arbor's Urban Forest and Natural Resource Planning Coordinator. Carrie, good morning.
Good morning.
Before we discuss the impact of this year's extreme conditions, if any, on local forests, maybe we can set kind of a baseline and go back just a few years. How devastating were Dutch elm disease and the emerald ash borer been in the Ann Arbor canopy?
Well, emerald ash borer, we lost about 10,000 publicly managed street and park trees over the time that emerald ash borer hit the community. And then in terms of Dutch elm disease, we're still sort of suffering from the consequences of Dutch elm disease because each year we're losing more of those legacy elm trees,
right,
the ones that didn't die initially from Dutch elm disease. So it's definitely, you know, impacting the community.
Well, where it comes to emerald ash borer, it wasn't just the bug that was the problem itself. It went well beyond that in impacting the trees in Ann Arbor, right?
You're right. I mean, what happened was, you know, we spent all of our resources during those 4 years that emerald ash borer was really in the community focusing purely on removing those hazardous and dead ash trees. And so what ended up suffering was the remaining resource. So we have lots of other trees in the community, and we didn't do any routine pruning or anything else. So it really had a big impact on the resource as a whole.
And ultimately, long term, that could have health implications that we've yet to see.
Absolutely.
Well, has there been reforestation efforts with different kinds of trees now that elm has been put at risk and ash trees are pretty much gone?
Yes, we have been planting over the last many years now to replace those ash trees. And we're looking at a variety of species. So we're definitely not planting just one species. And really, we have almost 40% maple within our street tree population. So we're looking to really diversify and not even planting a lot of maples. So looking at, you know, oaks, and even they have some good
Dutch hardy trees.
Exactly. Good Dutch disease-resistant elm trees, too, that we're looking at planting as well. So.
Well, now we get to this summer. We had some unseasonably warm conditions to start the year, then a late spring frost and a full week of temperatures in the upper 90s and low 100s. Has that had an impact on the health of the Ann Arbor forests?
Yeah, I think it has had an impact, but I think the true impact we really won't see until next year, especially with the drought. You know, I'm still hoping for a bit of a wet fall, so we're hoping that, you know, the trees can rebound. I'm certain that we've lost some trees due to the drought and the extreme conditions this year, but my hope is that we'll have a better understanding of the true impact when we look at it in the spring and summer next year.
Well, I guess that does bring us to planning for the future. Your department is coming up with a series of recommendations for the first ever urban and community forest management plan, long overdue in your opinion, I'm sure.
Yes.
What are some of the recommendations that have been identified so far?
So we've identified 19 recommendations, and they range from implementing a proactive tree maintenance program, strengthening tree planting and maintenance programs for both public and private trees, developing some best management practices for urban forestry that we can translate into working with our other partners, increasing preservation and protection of landmark trees, and some funding recommendations.
Is there enough money to fund a program that you would deem as ideal for Ann Arbor's trees and forests?
Well, I think, you know, as I alluded to, you know, we've lost a lot with emerald ash borer, and in addition with that, we lost funding just with the downturn in the economy. So the recommendations that we have, some of them will definitely require an increase in funding.
You are listening to Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and our guest today is Carrie Gray. Carrie is Ann Arbor's Urban Forest and Natural Resource Planning Coordinator. We're talking about trees and forests in Ann Arbor and future plans for building on the health and well-being of those natural resources. In fact, there's going to be a community forum tonight on the recommendations for the Urban and Community Forest Management Plan. That forum will be held from 6:30 to 8:30 tonight at Cobblestone Farm. What is or are the biggest barriers to maintaining healthy forests in an urban setting like Ann Arbor?
I don't really think this is a barrier of more of an opportunity, but trying to get us into a routine pruning cycle, I think, would be the most important thing for us to implement as we go forward, because that means that we're touching those trees every couple of years, if that's 5, 7, or 10 years, depending on the routine pruning cycle. And that's going to have an impact. You know, we're going to be able to identify issues or insects or things like that much quicker and really be able to maintain the forest to the level it needs to be maintained at. In the future, having a good funding mechanism and, you know, having good community support for it, I think will definitely allow us to implement the recommendations of the plan.
And let's talk about the community, because if I read this correctly, you're looking to a partnership with the residents of the city of Ann Arbor in this program. What kind of input are you looking from the public?
Well, we're looking to get their feedback and understanding if we're actually, we've invited them to be involved in the process through the entire way, and we just want to make sure that their values and the issues and opportunities that they found, we actually did capture in those recommendations.
And taking the next step, is there a role for individual residents to play in protecting and proliferating urban trees in Ann Arbor?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we have a variety. In our recommendations, we do have a variety of recommendations, including, you know, volunteer efforts that they can, participate in, including tree planting and a citizen pruner program that we have. And so, and in addition, you know, like having them participate in providing their input on the recommendations will go a long way for us. So if they can't make the meeting, we also have information on the website that they can participate in an online survey, and also through our A2 Open City Hall, which is a public forum.
Is this a process that could work in partnership with schools in the city? It just seems to me there'd be a practical application of stewardship with the schools and perhaps a learning opportunity for children.
Absolutely. Yep. So we're looking at partnering with a lot of different groups, you know, be it faith-based, be it schools, businesses, just to help promote the urban forest and get, you know, the recommendations of this plan implemented.
Now, absent this plan, what is your fear would happen to the forest and the trees in Ann Arbor?
They're just going to continue to deteriorate. If we don't continue to manage the urban forest, it's going to deteriorate to the point where the benefits that they provide are, you know, they're going to be more of a liability to us than a benefit. So we don't want the trees to become hazardous, and we don't want to lose the canopy that we have right now. So we want to really manage the resource that we have, continue to plant to increase those, but also to maintain the canopy that we have.
When will the plan be finalized, presented to City Council, and ready for implementation?
Well, we're working. Once we get the comments from the public, we will go through and refine the recommendations. We're looking at, you know, early 2013. We'll bring that to City Council.
Thank you so much for your time today. I truly appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
That is Carrie Gray. She is Ann Arbor's Urban Forest and Natural Resource Planning Coordinator. Again, a community forum on the recommendations for Ann Arbor's first ever Urban Forest and Community Forest Management Plan will take place tonight from 6:30 to 8:30 at Cobblestone Farm on Packard Road. I'm David Fair, and I thank you for joining us for this week's installment of Issues of the Environment. It is produced in partnership with the Washtenaw County Department of Environmental Health and is a weekly feature heard each Wednesday as part of Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU.